Hey, Spooky Mamas, welcome back. I hope everyone has had a safe, healthy, lovely, COVID-free, and spooky week. So today, we're going to be discussing graveyard etiquette. How do we behave and show our respect into that realm that is not ours? I did find a list online, and I want to go over a few of these. While some I was fully aware, and I'm sure some of you listeners are too, but there were some I was not aware of, and I would love feedback. If there are any that I have not listed, please contact me. Let me know. Let's talk about it. So let's dive in. Cemetery etiquette. Always ask the guardian of the cemetery for permission to enter. The guardian is usually that big, beautiful statue near the gate or entrance of the cemetery. Once you do arrive, bring an offering for the spirits. A bottle of wine or a coin would do. Once you enter the cemetery, let your intentions be known to the spirits that are there. Speak softly. Do not be assertive or firm. Just let them know what you're there for. Let them know you're there to just speak to a deceased loved one. Whatever your intentions may be, just let them know you were there to not harm anyone. Do not bring any mirrors in the cemetery with you. And wear or have like a protective crystal or talisman with you. This protects you and wards off anything attaching and following you home. Never walk over someone's grave, and if you do, please say sorry immediately. Do not photograph the grave sites. Do not whistle in the graveyard, for this is considered tempting death. Do not yawn near a grave, or a ghost can enter your body. If you smell roses when none are present, this is a sign of a benevolent spirit. Never take anything from a graveyard, which that's rude to begin with, no matter what it is. Flowers, rocks, dirt, whatever. Just, it's rude, but also very disrespectful. Never sit or prop up against any of the headstones. That is a huge sign of disrespect. And for any of the grave sites, while you're reading them, say a small prayer for each one. This may could help any of the spirits that are still there to cross over. Now, when I was a teenager, my parents bought a house in the middle of the woods. Our road was a private drive, but right at the beginning of the private drive is a cemetery. It's an old cemetery. It was just hardly anybody would ever come up there, but I would walk down there all the time. And my six-year-old daughter, she loves the cemetery. We actually go visit some quite often. Thankfully, our life has not been full of death so much. But we do visit cemeteries. I like to look up beautiful cemeteries and go look. So I do find reverence and just solitude when I go visit. I do try my best to be respectful for everyone there, living and the non-living. But I do want to be educated. And for anyone who may not, I hope I could help you with this. And if anybody has feedback or has any rules that I was unaware of, please let me know. I would love to talk about this. Tumblr. So, now, I did find these on groveandgrotto.com and Stormborn Witch on Tumblr. Now, again, these were off the internet, but some of these I was aware of. But again, I was not aware of all. So, hit me up. I would love to hear from you. Let's talk. You can follow me on Instagram at Spooky Mama Podcast and on Twitter at Spooky Mama Podcast. I hope y'all have a lovely week and stay spooky, babies.